This is the third time that we've applied for this competition. The first, we had nothing but a pitch deck and a dream. The second, we had some deals and the beginning of, you know, what was going to be a product. And now we, you know, have a live product with over $100,000 in bespoke commitments.
Hey, this is Jesse here, and this is the official preview episode for First Pitch, where we will meet the five finalist startups that will be competing live on stage at SBC Summit North America in just 2 short weeks. This year saw the most applicants ever for First Pitch, so it was an incredibly competitive field that these five companies rose to the top of. By the way, if you don't yet have your ticket to SBC Summit North America, check the show notes for this episode for an exclusive discount code that will get you $300 off your event pass, and I'll see everyone there soon. The Betting Startups podcast is presented by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming industry. 4 out of the top 5 U.S. operators personalize player experiences with Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming industry. If you're attending SBC Summit North America, make sure to visit the Optimove stand at the event in New Jersey from May 7th to 9th. All right, we are back with episode 112 of the Betting Startups podcast. And this one's a little bit different in that we're welcoming multiple guests from multiple startups to this episode. As much of the audience will be aware, the SBC Summit North America event is returning to New Jersey in just a couple weeks' time, where thousands of the industry's most influential stakeholders will gather at the Meadowlands Exposition Center from May 7th through 9th. Every year, as part of the event agenda, is the First Pitch competition, where 5 of the industry's most promising startups present their opportunity to a live audience and judging panel. I've had the privilege of moderating First Pitch the last 2 years, and I'll be returning to the podium for a third time at the upcoming installment of it. For today's episode, we're welcoming the founders from each of the 5 finalist companies that have been chosen for First Pitch, and we'll get to know a little bit about them and their startups ahead of the real thing in just 2 weeks' time. So with that as the backdrop, we'll welcome each company in one at a time for a 5-minute overview. We are going in alphabetical order, so we are starting with 916 Gaming. John, Steven, welcome to the Betting Startups podcast. You are one of the 5 startups that were chosen to pitch in a couple of weeks' time. So if you could start with a high concept overview of what is 916 Gaming, try and capture that in a couple minutes here, and we'll round out the conversation over the next few.
Sounds good. So thanks for having us, first of all. Steven and I founded 916 Gaming about 2 years ago. We came from the operator side on the sports betting side of the business, and we targeted the casino industry, and it was founded on the idea of creating content for the younger demographic that's becoming a larger part of the player base. So if you look at a lot of the operators in the sports betting space, as they begin to target a lot of their initiatives towards iCasino, they're looking for a way to create content and create games for this new player base that they're looking to cross-sell over. So if you think about the new game styles such as Crash and some of the other ones that you've seen come to the market, the goal is to provide content for those cross-sell players and something different that's not just your typical slot content. Right now, we're doing that in 2 major ways. And one is partnering with different brands across the industry. We've signed a deal with NASCAR, for instance, to build NASCAR branded content. And we're creating differentiated games. So those are the 2 kind of verticals that we're looking at in order to create content that's built for this younger demographic. That's not to say we won't develop slots. I think when you see our portfolio come to market in the next few months, it'll be a wide-ranging array of game styles and gameplay types. But we'll lean into the brand and the differentiating factors, like I talked about. And I think the goal at the end of the day was for operators to look at 916 Gaming as a place that they can come to for new, fresh, and innovative content for their players.
Awesome. Steven, what are some of the key things you guys want the judging panel to know about your company at First Pitch? And I will quickly note here for anybody not watching this on video, Steven's cat is here as well in the video. I'm not sure if the cat will be with you guys in New Jersey in a couple of weeks' time. But yeah, Steven, can you just quickly speak to some of the key takeaways that you want the judges to remember about 916 when you get up there?
Sure. Yep. The cat will be staying home. So just going to be John and I there. But, you know, I think one of the most important things that we want the judges to understand is that our concept has market buy-in. We have gone out and done deals, you know, through our relationships with Pariplay as our distributor, but done deals with some of the largest operators, both in North America as well as the world. So that's been a huge part of getting the business to where it is. You know, I think the other part of it as well is that we also have operator buy-on, not just from a standpoint of actually having the operators agree to take on our content, which is obviously super, super important, but actually have agreed to have us build some custom games for them. As John mentioned, a large part of what we're trying to do is build content that allows for cross-sell, obviously from a sports betting space to a casino space. But also, you know, we're also trying to protect our content. You know, it's a very, very crowded space. And so branding is super, super important to us. And so we also think we're doing a great job of creating defensible products by working with the actual operators to create branded products on their behalf, as well as working with major brands, as John mentioned.
As you guys are one of the five that's been selected, obviously there's a lot of preparation that goes into getting ready for this. And look, when you get up there on the stage, I think you get 3 minutes to tell your story, which isn't a lot of time. The lights are bright. It's always warm in the room. It's a lot of pressure. What are you guys doing to sort of prepare yourselves for this? And I guess, yeah, how are you positioning yourselves, I guess, for the best shot at success with the judging panel?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, for starters, I think it all, you know, I started for the best success with the judging panel. I started with trying to build a great company. This is the third time that we've applied for this competition. The first, we had nothing but a pitch deck and a dream. The second, we had some deals and the beginning of, you know, what was going to be a product. And now we, you know, have a live product with over $100,000 in bespoke commitments. So for starters, being able to have a great story, not just because we told the story, but because we actually built a business that allows that story to be told, you know, and then from our ability to actually get ready, John and I have gone through and started to condense all of these things that we've pitched, as you'd say, you know, plenty of times before into a 3-minute format and really try and highlight the things that we think make 916 Gaming, not just special as a company standpoint, but also something that's super investable and exciting for if you're a judge.
Yeah, I think just to add on that, I think a big part of it now, pitching now compared to maybe 6 months ago or a year ago, is we're now pitching a company and an idea that's happening and is live rather than projecting into the future and trying to kind of sell that dream, as Steve mentioned. So I think we can go in with a lot more confidence pitching and talking about a company and ideas and deals that are happening now rather than things we plan on doing in the future.
Yeah. And I think hearing your guys' journey, there's a little bit of a story of persistence in there. I mean, as you said, this is the third time you've applied for first pitch and only on the third attempt did you get selected as one of the finalists. And look, I mean, there's a lot of other entrepreneurs within the industry that are going to listen to this episode, some of which have probably applied for first pitch. And I think the lesson and the takeaway there is keep at it, right? Like I do talk to a lot of founders that maybe get rejected from things like this and they get, you know, a little bit down and out and bummed by that. But I think you guys are a good example of just like, you know, stick at it, iterate on your story, obviously, you know, use the next year to make the traction and progress you need to try again, but get back up there in a year's time and try again, right? Because, you know, this is a long game and you don't always get it with the first attempt. So guys, we'll leave it there for today. Stephen and John, thank you so much for joining, kicking things off. Look forward to seeing you guys in a couple of weeks and good luck to you and 916 at the SBC First Pitch Competition.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks for having us.
Up next, we have Edge Sports and I have Ben and John here from Edge Sports. Guys, welcome to the podcast. Actually, I haven't met you before and I haven't heard a whole heck of a lot about Edge Sports, but the fact you guys were selected as a finalist for SBC's First Pitch Competition is a huge testament to what you're up to. So I am very excited to learn more about it. Let's just start at the top here for myself and the benefit of the audience. Can you take a couple minutes up front here and give us a bit of a high concept overview of what Edge Sports is and what you guys are trying to do in the market?
Yeah. So a little background on like how we started. We launched 6 months ago and I took a job with Penn Entertainment at one of their casinos in Boston area as a slot operations manager. And it quickly caught on that I was, you know, into sports betting. I like sports betting. I was good at it. And at the time I like put together these PDFs of like, you know, player consistencies, good matchups, that kind of thing, kind of like good bets off data. A couple people found out about it and they're like, oh, let me see the sheet. And I gave one guy the sheet and he put together like a 13 leg parlay. And of course it hit and it was like his first time ever sports betting. So he like, you know, went absolutely bonkers for it. And the rest of the time, like every day, like, do you have a sheet? Do you have a sheet? And so a light kind of went off in my head. And I was like, is there no place for like people to look for this info? Like, so I kind of put together some engineers, some developers. And at the time, AI was super early. And so we, you know, dove straight into AI and how we could obviously like professional sports bettors, they spend hours analyzing data, matchups, that kind of thing. I was like, what if like we could build an AI that did smart sports bettors do? And so we compiled all that, built an app to, you know, make it super user friendly. And the whole goal was to just build a platform that was super easy to onboard, very inexpensive, and you had fast, quick data at your fingertips. And so we launched in September and we've slowly scaled since then on building that platform for fast, reliable data and all that.
Awesome. So when you guys are up on stage in a couple of weeks' time in New Jersey, you get 3 minutes to deliver your presentation, tell your story. At the end of those 3 minutes, guys, what are the key things or the key takeaways you want the judging panel to know about your company?
The biggest thing is we were a small startup initially. And so me and a couple of the founders put together some funds to, you know, be able to pay some engineers, pay some developers, that kind of thing. We kind of bootstrapped the whole thing together. And in the beginning, we were like, do we split up the money, like half marketing, half development? Like, how do we proceed here? It was all kind of new to us scaling this thing. And so we decided that, you know, good products are able to market themselves. And so we put 98% of all the funds right into development and the team and all that and building this insane AI. And we were like, if it does well, then people are going to be telling people about it. And so we launched in September with no influencers, zero followers and everything. And the product just completely grew through word of mouth. And so I think the biggest thing that we really want to push is, you know, we've spent zero on marketing. We've done no marketing. We've built this product that for the past 6 months has publicly tracked all its bets on social media and on the app. Users can see it, non-users can see it, and built this, you know, success rate. And just last month, according to Apple Analytics, we had a 68% user retention rate, which is absolutely insane for apps. That was through, you know, March Madness really helped. We had an insane month. And so the biggest thing that, you know, we want everyone to know is we've built this product, our money went into this, but we're ready to start spending money on marketing. We haven't done that yet, but our customer acquisition cost is X. We've accomplished this, that, and the other just through word of mouth. And so that's, you know, the biggest thing that we want to tell the story on.
Awesome. So we'll be there in a couple of weeks' time. Between now and then, how are you guys preparing for the competition? And just to maybe contextualize this a little bit, I have it on good authority from the team at SBC that this particular installment of the First Pitch competition saw the most applicants ever for it. So it was a very competitive field. Even being selected as one of the five finalists is a huge milestone and a huge win unto itself. But obviously, everybody's there to actually pick up the W at the end of the competition. Yeah. So how are you guys preparing and how are you guys positioning yourselves as best as possible for success on the day?
Yeah. So initially when we first, like, let's look into, you know, sports betting conferences, see what there is. And we stumbled across the summit, looked incredible, super massive. And we actually just wanted to attend, like, just ourselves to, you know, network with people in the industry, meet some people because we were new to the industry. And then as we got connected with a few people that were like getting booths set up, selling tickets, that kind of thing, they're like, oh, you guys are, you know, a small startup, you should apply to First Pitch. And so we applied to First Pitch, didn't really think too much about it, and super stoked to get selected. And like I mentioned previously, the biggest thing is we've been focused on is our development, improving the AI, you know, getting rid of bugs, basically making sure the product works well, works how it's supposed to, and does everything it's, you know, intended to. And so recently, now that we got selected, we've been diving more into the analytics of how much our users spend, what our retention rate is, that kind of thing. And so it's been super cool because we weren't really focused on that because we weren't really worried about making any money. We were just worried about let's get users on the app, let's get some feedback, see what we can do. But now that we've scaled a little bit, we're just starting our pre-seed rounds, hopefully next week. And so now that we're at this point where we're beginning to scale, it's really cool looking into all this data and putting it together in a really presentable way for First Pitch. So I think that's been our biggest focus is, you know, the data on telling the story of our users' journey.
Well, look, thanks for coming on and telling us a little bit about Edge Sports and what you guys are up to, and look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks' time, and best of luck up on stage there at SBC Summit First Pitch Competition.
Look forward to meeting you and appreciate the time.
Awesome. Cheers, guys. Next up in our list of startups is LineMate, and I'm joined by Kelvin Konya, who is the founder of LineMate. And Kelvin, of the five companies we have on here today, yours is the only one that's actually been a previous guest of the Betting Startups podcast. So some of the audience might be a little bit familiar with yourself and what you and the team are up to. But for the benefit of anybody listening that might not yet be familiar with yourself, can you give a quick high concept overview of what LineMate is and sort of what problem it's addressing in the market?
Yeah, absolutely. As a starting point, Jesse, thanks for the invite. It's always a pleasure catching up with you. The way I always like to start this off, just from a super simplified perspective, what LineMate is, think the Expedia of sports betting, right? So think of what Expedia does for travel in terms of content discovery, research, aggregation. That's what LineMate is building for the sports betting marketplace. So we're one app, a B2C app, essentially to help sports fans discover content, analyze, research, and place their sports bets in one spot, one app, simplified, fun, engaging way.
Awesome. And for anybody that wants to dig deeper, Kelvin was a guest not that long ago. I think it was in February. So only a couple of months ago. Anybody wants to do a deep dive online, mate? But just quickly, Kelvin, between February when you appeared on the podcast and now, what's the latest from LineMate? I think at that time you were talking a lot about some hockey stick type growth you were seeing from a user acquisition perspective. How have the past couple of months been, I guess, since that appearance?
Yeah, super, super humbling, Jesse. So we've been experiencing hyper growth for our standards, I guess is what I'd say. So over the last 6 months is where things have really started to take a curve, like that hockey stick type curve. We are now at over 175,000 app downloads across iOS and Android. 70% of that's come over the last 4 months. We're in 74 countries around the world, and our sports fans and users are really engaging, solid retention rates, so loyal to the brand. It's really a positive energy for us in the current state.
Congratulations, by the way, on those numbers. Those are super impressive by any unit of measure. You know, at first pitch in a couple of weeks' time, when you get there, when you deliver your presentation, at the end of it all, when the judges are conferring, what are a couple of the key takeaways you really want them to remember about LineMate? Like, what are the key messages you really want to impress upon that judging panel at the event?
Yeah, it's a great question. The one piece that I really like to hit home is that we're building a brand, so not necessarily just a tool, right? So it's easy for us in the current state, if you were to download LineMate, to see us as a tool in essence, because that's what we are. But the message that I like to deliver is that if you believe that this industry can achieve the type of growth that it's set out to, especially if you look at the current state of the hypergrowth the industry itself is experiencing, what happens with growth from my perspective, Jesse, is it creates an abundance of ways to play, from sports betting to DFS to new types of ways to play, whether it be peer-to-peer. And then from there, you think of where can I play? So the abundance of operator types, and then what to place, think thousands of player props and tee props. That's a lot of abundance. That's a lot of complexity, right? So there's a need for a company like ours to create a seamless, simplified, fun, and engaging aggregation place for these everyday sports fans that frankly demand simplicity and immediacy to feel empowered, right? To engage with that content. So if you believe in the growth, then you believe in something that's top of funnel, simple for these users, and that's what we are.
Awesome. And last topic for you, Kelvin, today is preparations for a pitch competition. And just to contextualize this, you actually pitched last June at the Canadian Gaming Summit, also put on by SBC. You pitched at that competition, which I moderated, and you and the LineMate team actually took home the trophy for that when you guys won that pitch competition. And what I'm curious to hear, Kelvin, is as you prepare yourself to pitch yet again, this time in New Jersey on a slightly bigger stage, let's say, what are your learnings from last year and the win there that you're taking into the preparations? And I guess ultimately, how are you preparing to maximize your chances of success at First Pitch New Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, every pitch is daunting in itself, Jesse, so it's never easy. I think when I think about preparation, so we're 2 weeks out, for me, it's just really about the simplicity of the message, right? So what problem are we solving for? What is our solution? Do we have any metrics to be able to demonstrate that level of credibility and that growth? And if I can wrap that up in a few minutes, then that's success.
Awesome, Kelvin. Well, wishing you the best of luck in a couple of weeks' time. I look forward to seeing you in New Jersey. Up next, we are welcoming Sean from StatX Sports to the podcast. Sean, thanks for joining. Really appreciate it. Why don't we just start with a high concept overview? If you can give the audience a 2 to 3 minute overview of what you and your team are up to with StatX Sports, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Jesse. Thanks for having me on. A big fan of the show. So StatX Sports, what we do is at the most basic level, we supply odds and data feeds to sports books, sports leagues, sports teams, media companies, podcasts, anybody who'll have us. And we're focused on sports with underdeveloped data and analytics coverage. So, you know, we're starting with cricket because the data and analytics are, the infrastructure is quite poor compared to the size, the betting volume that we're seeing in cricket. Just to put some numbers behind it, cricket betting in dollar terms has 10x over the last 4 years. And that's online cricket betting. And now there's more money bet on one Indian Premier League cricket match, which is the biggest cricket league in the world, than one English Premier League soccer match. So it's grown massively. Betting has just exploded on this sport, but there isn't the infrastructure, there isn't the data analytics capability like we have in the big US sports in the English Premier League. So we're trying to fill that gap. My co-founder and I, we worked at a hedge fund together for about 4 years. He was a developer. I was an analyst on the betting side. I was covering sports betting and other types of betting gaming. And so we have the experience in predictive analytics using alternative data sources, which is what we're doing here you know, we're using a variety of data sources, both traditional and not traditional. We're doing things that talk to people in product that some of the biggest data providers in the world, they're not doing what we're doing. They haven't even thought of what we're doing. And so that's what makes us really excited. But yeah, statics is basically the culmination of our experience at the hedge fund and applying it to sports data.
I love this one, Sean. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a judge, so my opinion doesn't actually matter, but I actually think that's quite a compelling opportunity. Let's flash forward in a couple of weeks. You're up on stage there. You've just delivered your pitch. The 3 minutes goes exceptionally fast. You're trying to cram as much information and context into that 3 minutes as you can. At the end of it, what are the key takeaways you want the audience and the judging panel to really take home about what you're up to with StatX Sports?
Yeah, so I think the key takeaways, one is that we found this huge gap in sports data and industry. And two is that we have a novel way using technology to fill this gap. And then three is, you know, I guess we're the right people to do it because of our experience and because of our knowledge.
And talk about the preparations ahead of the first pitch competition. What are you and your co-founder doing to really maximize the opportunity here and make the most of the 3 minutes you'll have up on stage at the event?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's so much that we could talk about. And so we're trying to really focus on the things that matter. You know, potential investors, potential customers would want to hear, want to know about us. So one, we're trying to get it down to 3 minutes, which is difficult in itself. But two, you know, we're just really excited about being there. We're really excited about meeting those other startups on the stage, but also other startups in it there so we can exchange notes. We're really excited about meeting movers in the industry like you and others like yourself who we can learn from. And we're just excited to meet other companies there to see if we can help them, whether that means they become a customer or not. But we want to learn and we want to see how we can contribute.
Awesome, Sean. We'll look forward to meeting you in a couple of weeks' time, wishing you all the best up on stage. And that's StatX Sports. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Last but definitely not least, we welcome Desiree from Thunder to the episode. Desiree, appreciate you joining here. If you could give the audience a 2 to 3 minute high concept overview of what Thunder is and what you and your team are bringing to market, that'd be awesome.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. So at Thunder, we are building a peer-to-peer non-custodial wagering API. So effectively allowing players to come and place bets or place wagers against one another. Totally non-custodial with instant settlement, very, very incredibly low fee, and allowing users to come to these wagers using whatever wallet of their choosing, specifically using Bitcoin wallets. So our infrastructure is entirely taking advantage of the Bitcoin Lightning Network. So that's why we're getting these instant settlements, total non-custodial nature to the payments. But on the front end, you know, users can just see fiat. So instead of people needing to understand or accept or use Bitcoin, they can actually harness the properties of Bitcoin and the Lightning Network while not actually having to interact with the Bitcoin themselves.
I guess just flash forward a couple of weeks, Desiree, when we're all in New Jersey for the first pitch competition. At the end of your pitch up on stage there, what are a couple of the key takeaways or key things you want them to remember when they think about Thunder for the judges?
I think just kind of norming around the fact that we all know like payments isn't the sexiest topic. It's not fun. It's not like the hottest topic, but payments are absolutely integral to how society functions, how this entire industry functions. So really kind of stepping back and realizing like if we can just improve payments, it can overall improve the user experience and the entire pleasure of this industry entirely. And really kind of, you know, getting through the FUD of what the kind of traditional media has portrayed like Bitcoin for and just the crypto space in general. But if you kind of take it back and really use and think about Bitcoin as a store of value, as well as a payment layer, that's just like really kind of building upon and improving the payments that we already have that are virtual and really thinking of this as just a payment rails that is just much better for businesses and much better for end users.
Talking about preparation and sort of getting ready and, you know, making sure you make the most of the 3 minutes you're given up on the stage. Just talk a little bit about how you're preparing for the competition and sort of, yeah, what your mindset is going into it.
Well, I think this interview is very much preparing me because I tend to go on and on. I love what I work on so much and I love sharing it with the world. So just kind of, you know, cutting things down, keeping it concise, like totally overhauling my deck and my story and just like doing those reps, iterations, all within like the craziness of running an early stage startup. So just kind of trying to find the time and finding time to sleep as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Desiree. Well, look, thanks so much for joining. Wishing you a lot of luck in a couple of weeks at the First Pitch competition. And that officially brings us to the finish line for the First Pitch preview episode. A couple quick notes before we leave today. First, if you'd like to attend SBC Summit North America in New Jersey from May 7th to 9th and don't yet have a ticket, we have an exclusive discount code that is good for $300 off your event pass. You can find that discount code in the show notes of this episode. I also want to mention that Betting Startups will have a stand on the expo floor at the Meadowlands, so definitely swing by to say hello if you'll be attending SBT Summit North America. And of course, finally, make sure to check out the First Pitch competition on Thursday, May 9th at 2 p.m. on Stage 4, and I'll look forward to seeing everyone there. The Betting Startups podcast is presented by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming industry. 4 out of the top 5 U.S. operators personalize player experiences with Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming industry. If you're attending SBC Summit North America, make sure to visit the Optimove stand at the event in New Jersey from May 7th to 9th.